This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, March 3rd, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week. And topic number 5 today, of course, is Russia and Ukraine. Western leaders, we learned this week, have been privately telling Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky that he must begin negotiating with Moscow if he wants closer ties with NATO. The views of French President Emmanuel Macron, Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Ukraine can't win. If victory is defined as recovering the territory lost over the last year to the Russian invasion. This is followed by a column in Foreign Policy, which, again, is a publication that reflects the views of the foreign policy cartel here inside the United States, the Council on Foreign Relations. Stephen Walt, columnist attending the Munich Security Conference last week, found that behind the scenes, away from cameras, Western policymakers have concluded that Ukraine is not going to win, that it will not recover its lost territory. Now, interestingly, last week, the Secretary General of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, said the quiet part out loud when he admitted that this war did not begin when Russia invaded Ukraine last February 24th. It rather began in 2014. Now, what happened in 2014? That's when the United States backed a coup against the elected president, Viktor Yanukovych. Yanukovych was the pro-Russian candidate. He had defeated pro-Western candidate Yulia Tymoshenko in a previous election. Now, Ukraine is just as divided politically and ethnically as we are here in the United States. Here's an electoral map of the results of the 2010 election between Tymoshenko and Yanukovych. Blue represents those areas that voted for the pro-Western candidate, Tymoshenko. Dark blue, 75% for Tymoshenko or higher. The red areas voted for Yanukovych. The dark, deep red, the Donbass and the Crimean Peninsula voted 75% or higher for the pro-Russian candidate, Yanukovych, who was the winner. But again, the Maidan Revolution in 2014, backed by the United States, overthrew him. He was forced to flee the country. Now, those areas in red, especially deep red, are predominantly Russian, ethnically Russian, linguistically Russian. They would rather be part of Russia. Remember, right up to the moment of the invasion last February, corporate media here in the United States admitted that the government in Kyiv, the Ukrainian government led by Volodymyr Zelensky, was one of the most corrupt governments on planet Earth. Anyway, it appears in other news coming from Ukraine that the battle for the city of Bakhmut is lost. Ukraine admitted Wednesday it may have to withdraw its troops from that city. We heard this week from ABC News that a retired U.S. Marine who is now fighting for Ukraine says that the average lifespan for a Ukrainian soldier on the front line of that fight is about 4 hours. It appears that Russia is about to retake that city, one of the last remaining Ukrainian-held cities in the Donetsk region. This is one of those breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine. Bit of news that slipped by us last week at a press conference on February 24th. Ukraine's President Zelensky said that, quote, the U.S. will have to send their sons and daughters to war, end quote, if we don't give him enough weapons and money to win. His point was that if Ukraine falls, then all of Eastern Europe will fall. Many of those are NATO nations that under Article 5, the United States would be obligated to defend with our own blood as well as money. I don't know about that. It looks to me as though Putin is pushing NATO back away from his borders. Just as we pushed back against Russian missiles in Ukraine, 90 miles from the Florida coast. But I could be wrong. I didn't think Putin would invade last February when he did. However, that is the situation and the reality. If this continues, if the war expands, yes, American blood will be shed in Eastern Europe. And that appears to be what the neocons and neo-libs in Washington, D.C. want. However, the outbreak of reality in Europe continues. Germany's defense minister said Monday that the country's military is not prepared to defend it. Boris Pistorius making that claim, and he may be just trying to sell more weapons for Germany's weapons manufacturing industry, but on the other hand, maybe he's just reflecting something that experts like our friend Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis have been saying for years, that Europe has been depending on American taxpayers to pay for their defense. And now that it's being tested, the reality is coming out. And one more thing. A top Department of Defense official told Congress Tuesday that American weapons sent to Ukraine have been captured on the battlefield by Russia and are now being sold on the black market. Lovely. So far, $45 billion in military aid to Kyiv, but hey, why not? We left $8 billion in military hardware in Afghanistan when we pulled out, so what's a few billion more? Topic number four, bird flu. Health officials continuing to watch the spread of H5N1 around the world. Hong Kong's Center for Health Protection said that China's reported another case of avian flu. This is an H5N6, a different shape of virus. 49-year-old man from Guangdong Province. Also, two more H9N2 avian flu cases. Patients are both children. Their symptoms were mild. But the Cambodian officials tracking those two cases of H5N1, the 11-year-old girl who died, her father who contracted the virus, they say it does not appear that this was human-to-human transmission, that they caught it from close contact with infected birds. And that's good news so far, because this is very virulent since 2003. So over the last 20 years, according to the World Health Organization, there have been 458 deaths from H5N1, 873 reported cases, meaning it's more than a 50% infection fatality rate. But again, the good news is it does not spread easily to humans and does not appear to be spreading human to human. The fear is that the virus mutates into a form that will do that. Topic number three, the equity bureaucracy continues to spread. President Biden doubling down on his power of the executive branch to impose equitable outcomes on all Americans. Issued an executive order February 16th requiring federal agencies to establish equity teams. The federal government, the White House, will have a steering committee on equity to coordinate government-wide efforts to advance equity. The problem is that although equity sounds similar to equality, they are not the same thing. Equality means equal opportunity. Equity means equal outcome, regardless of ability or effort. It will kill innovation. And this White House is trying to impose that on the country. This week, Biden also warmed up his veto pen, intending to use it for the first time to kill a couple of bills that have passed the House. The Washington, D.C. soft on crime bill, not the House, but the full Congress, that is, the soft on crime bill that passed in Washington, D.C. over the veto of the mayor, and a bill to scrap his administration's guidance on environmental, social, and governance investing. Republicans, moderate Democrats had banded together to pass these two bills. ESG is a vector through which the government uses its power alongside Wall Street asset managers and activist investors to push private companies to adopt radical left-wing positions such as fighting climate change, advocating racial justice, diversity requirements, in other words, equity. This is what fascism looks like. In a socialist country, the government takes direct control over corporations and just runs them. In a fascist country, private ownership is allowed, but the government uses every tool at its disposal to make those corporations instruments of the federal government. Okay, you can own the company as long as you do what we say. We're not going to actually do this ourselves, but we're going to starve you of funding through Wall Street unless you do what we tell you to. Well, again, Congress passed a bill, Biden, for the first time, ready to veto. Topic number two, disposable Americans. We're talking about the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. We're hearing that workers aiding in the cleanup there are falling ill with nausea and migraine headaches. Rail unions requesting a meeting with Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg over this. Meanwhile, local newspaper The Ohio Star reports that a source whose husband is a wildlife biologist and a consultant for the U.S. Forest Service has received hundreds of phone calls on Sunday and Monday of this week from colleagues who say that forestry workers are now finding hundreds of dead animals in parks in Ohio. Wayne National Forest and Shawnee State Forest in Ohio are downriver from East Palestine to parks there, submitting samples to laboratories showing toxicities in elk, worms, mink, deer, just off the charts. Now, we pray this is resolved quickly with no further consequences, no long-term consequences for the residents in the area, for the wildlife in the area, but the way things look right now, that does not appear likely. Let's just be honest. This is not the fault of Secretary Pete Buttigieg. It's not the fault of President Biden. But their lazy response to addressing the conflict is indicative of the way our political class, both Democrat and Republican, view the heartland of America. Even though white Americans in the middle of the country are the one block of swing voters that have gone back and forth, Republican and Democrat, the last few election cycles. They're the people that the coastal elites who run this country feel they can safely ignore for some reason. Well, we have to look to ourselves to make sure we're prepared for the unexpected, because we cannot depend on the government to save us when something unexpected happens like this. Coming up, bizarre story this week, another consequence of artificial intelligence, cars that repossess themselves. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
Millions of Americans are being terrorized at night or even taken against their will without warning and without mercy. Who or what is behind this malevolent activity? Skywatch TV has teamed up with Dr. L.A. Marzulli and Vicki Anderson, renowned experts in the fields of ufology and demonology, to help answer these very difficult questions in the UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer. This incredible offer includes the brand new documentary on DVD, The Coming UFO Invasion, exposing the dragon's dark secrets. In this groundbreaking film, legendary researcher and reporter Dr. L.A. Marzulli rips the cover off the terrifying secrets of alien abduction and UFO visitation in never-before-seen interviews with actual victims of these seemingly unstoppable phenomena.
It happens again and again, and you feel it, and you're there, and you remember it.
These beings, if you want to call them that, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old. And it continued up till about I was 15.
I found out I was 3 months pregnant. And at first there was a heartbeat. They just said, this is the womb, but there's nothing there.
What or who is entering the homes of these victims, removing them? And once removed, what is being done to them? And for what purpose? Is it demonic activity? L.A. listens to firsthand accounts of these horrific encounters and offers biblical answers to this alarming problem that will help individuals suffering these terrors find freedom in Jesus Christ. Also included in this phenomenal special offer is acclaimed writer, researcher, and investigator Vicki Anderson's brand new book, They Only Come Out at Night. This riveting page-turner reveals biblical answers to the mystery surrounding Asclepians, the ancient healing temples of servants and astral encounters, whether vampires and ancient threshold covenants are fact or fiction, who the primary targets of the entities behind sleep paralysis actually are, and whether or not you may be one of them, what your way out of the astral matrix really is, and so much more. But that's not all. You'll also receive the mind-boggling audio series, Doctrines of Devils. Listen as Stephen Bancars interviews Doreen Virtue, world-renowned former best-selling author and teacher of the New Age, as she explains her incredible supernatural journey out of the occult and into the arms of Jesus. This over 12-hour series features bonus interviews with Dr. Chuck Missler, Dr. Thomas Horn, John McTernan, Gary Bates, and many more on the subjects of ghosts, demons, and the supernatural. This is an exclusive offer for our Skywatch television audience and holds a retail value of $85. Yours right now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Now you and your family can understand through a biblical lens what is really behind the dark weapons of UFO visitation, alien abduction, and sleep paralysis. The UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one on the Friday Five. Didn't see this coming with the artificial intelligence rollout. Ford has applied for a new patent. This spotted by the online publication called The Drive. Submitted in 2021. The patent just published by the U.S. Patent Office. Not yet approved, but the system is called Systems and Methods to Repossess a Vehicle. Published last week. The system is what it says. Ford envisions this as a way to repossess cars whose owners have fallen behind on their payments. It would start with certain punishments if you fall behind. First, it could, disable the power windows, lock you out of parts of the infotainment system. Sorry, you can't connect your iPad or your phone to the infotainment system and listen to your playlist. If that doesn't get your attention, then you lose air conditioning, the ability to automatically lock and unlock the doors, and so forth. But if it gets worse, if the car has a self-driving feature, Imagine a day when the car starts itself and drives it off to the repo center so that there's no confrontation between the owner and a repo man who might have to, you know, break into the car and bust a window to do it. Anyway, this is where the future lies. You could take this even further, however. Self-driving capabilities and the ability for somebody outside to take control. There's an outstanding parking ticket for you, Mr. Gilbert. We're just going to drive you to the nearest police station. You have reached your final destination. Yes. Welcome, our new AI-controlled robot overlords. SkyWatch TV depends on your support to do what we do, and what we do is to finance the work at Whispering Ponies Ranch, the ranch that we operate every summer with our partner ministries, Royal Family Kids, for children in foster care age 9 to 11. During the month of March, this is a book that we highly recommend, Dr. Ken Johnson and The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes. If you're in the United States or Canada, for your gift of any amount during the month of March, we will send this book to you as our way of saying thank you. Find out more online, skywatchtv.com. You'll find a red donate button. You can also go to our website or the website for the SkyWatch TV store, skywatchtvstore.com, or call us if you'd rather do it that way, 844-750-4985. And thank you. What's the connection between the supernatural realm, the UFO phenomenon, and sleep paralysis or night terrors? They're all spiritual events. L.A. Marzulli, Vicky Joy Anderson, we're in the middle of a four-week series with those two. Fascinating and really important stuff. Don't miss these programs. Our broadcast schedule is online. If you watch over the air, you can find out where and when at skywatchtv.com/channels. But the better thing to do is just bring the program right to you. Add our program to Roku or Apple TV. You can watch us online. Our content is always available at the website, skywatchtv.com, or go to our YouTube or Rumble channels. The address is right here. Or bring it right into your smartphone or tablet, because not only does our free app get you all of our video content, it also has a calendar of our upcoming events, a place to donate if you're so led, and important news updates 3 times a week. News culled from the media, things the mainstream media hopes that you'll ignore. All of that right in the palm of your hand, whether it's iOS, Android, or an Amazon Kindle Fire phone or tablet that you're holding. You'll find links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. The link is in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch, and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.